God, I ask that your name in all the earth.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, right now that's just preaching and teaching time. We're unable to do this by ourselves. Yes. So we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and fill this perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Father God, right now, draw back the drapes of misunderstanding. Allow your Holy Spirit to come on and envelop us, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to sup with us, dine with us,
yes,
and teach us right
yes.
now. As we sit at your feet,
yes.
Father God, we need a word from you.
Yes.
And without a word from you, what would we do?
Yes.
Father God, we can't make it without your word. So Father God, build us up through your word right now. Encourage us. Strengthen us. Give us clarity of understanding.
Yes.
Answer all our prayers through your word.
Yes.
So Father God, use me in spite of me, hide me behind the cross. Because, Father God, I can't teach your preach this by myself.
Yes,
I need you. So I humbly ask you
yes.
to play your servant in whatever tune you want me to sing in today.
Yes.
And, Father God, let me say what you want said and do what you want done.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak, Lord, through your
Speak,
word.
Lord.
Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Now, Scripture. Luke chapter 8. Verses 49 through 56. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. And he said, Weep not.
Hallelujah.
She is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. Knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again. And she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. But he charged them that it should not tell no man what was done. And he put them all out and took her by the hand.
That's right.
And called her, saying, some text writer, doctor writer said, Talita Kuma.
Yes.
Meaning damsel arise. I like to use to put a tag on this text for you just for a short while what you're hearing. If you be patient with me, as we God tries to teach us to do this Love Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
I put a tag on the text. No more fear.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Take your seats in the presence of the Lord. No more fear. Since the Bible declares this morning that while he was still speaking, someone tapped the master on the shoulder to tell him that the little girl was already dead.
Well.
The first thing I want you to notice about this particular passage is how the sequence of events have the power to speak to us beyond the details of the events themselves. The Bible is a remarkable document. Because while you are reading it, it insists upon reading you as well. The marvelous thing about the scriptures is they peer into the heart and mind of the reader. It is a living document that demands honesty and authenticity. The remarkable thing is even the structure of the 8th chapter of the book of Luke has the power to say something to us about what God would have us to become at this sacred hour. Early in the 8th chapter, you will note that Jesus has already healed a woman with an issue of blood.
All right.
Just a few verses earlier, she has already touched the hem of his garment. And the woman who bled for 12 years, who upon everything she touched left blood, has been delivered.
All
right. It is an interesting note to note it, because now that he has healed the woman, the question now becomes, Sister Thomas, what does he do about the little girl?
All right.
Can I clean that up a little bit?
Yes, sir.
What does he do about the little girl on the inside of her? It is here that I must tell you that the master must make a decision.
Yes.
He must make a choice about what and where to go next.
Well.
Now that the woman is saved, what shall he do about the little girl?
Mm-hmm.
The parents of the little girl have already sent word to him that the little girl is now dead.
All right.
Well.
Someone else came to him and said, you don't need to come. The situation is over. We are already preparing her for the grave.
Wow.
Ashes to ashes.
Yeah.
Dust to dust.
Well.
The Lord give it.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord take it away.
Yes.
They have come to tell him this whole matter has been settled. The girl is dead and you don't need to come no more. To everybody else, the situation was over. The situation was done. But Jesus insists about going to the house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about Jesus, y'all.
Wow.
When everybody else says it's over.
All right.
When everybody else said it could not come back.
Come on, right. Now. Yes, yes.
Aren't you glad we serve somebody who insists on seeing to come see about you? I wrote to tell somebody this morning that your God does not love you based on public opinion.
Right.
He does not ask other people what they think before he bless you and raise you back to life.
Amen.
Once God makes up his mind about you,
glory,
no devil in hell
glory
can snatch his covering glory off your life.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul puts it this way. If God be for you, who can be against you? It does not matter what the doctor says, Sister Lawrence. It does not matter what your bills are doing. It does not matter what the world says. If the great God of heaven be for you, who can be against you?
Thank you, Jesus.
When God has made up his mind about you, he will reach into the darkness and snatch you out of the darkness. It is here that I submit to you that Jesus understood something about deliverance that few of us have come to know.
All
right. Is it not the case after he had healed the woman? He could have been satisfied with his work.
Yes.
He's already worked one miracle today. Most people would have been satisfied with one miracle.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
The word comes that the little girl is dead.
Right.
So Jesus teaches us in the sequence of events something about deliverance that we have yet not understood.
All right.
Luke puts the two stories together so that we would understand that even after the woman has been made well, there will never be complete deliverance. Walk with Pastor y'all.
Come on,
until you heal the little girl.
Come on,
right.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Only the Holy Ghost can do something like this, right? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The woman may have a car. She may have her own job. But she will never be completely healed until you heal the little girl inside of her. The man may have a lot of money in his pocket, wear nice clothes, have a big company, a lot of people work with him. But he will never be the man that he could be until you heal the little boy on the inside of him. You must understand this morning, y'all, that in every king, there's a kid.
All right.
And in every kid, there's a king. You can't heal one of them and leave the other broken behind closed doors.
Right.
I've seen great men destroy themselves because when everyone was clapping for them in public, nobody cared about the dying little boy that was crying behind closed doors.
Yes.
I know you got your church face on this morning. Y'all look, y'all got your church face on, looking all pretty and proper. I think y'all look good in that red. Let me say that right now. But put your head up and roll your face down.
All right.
That's right. Roll that face down so we can get real in here this morning.
Yeah.
I want to keep it real. Many of us in here are still struggling with something somebody did to us a long time ago. Look at the person sitting next to you and say, you tell them, you had no idea what I had to go through to get here today. Many of us are sitting next to people that are suffering, being dejected. Can I preach it? Being dejected, laughed at, talked about. I know they look good this morning because God has been so good to us. But trust me, you're sitting next to somebody that had to deal with something before they got here today. If you had to crawl through what I had to crawl through,
right.
Anybody in here feeling me this morning? I'm so glad that Jesus loved us enough not to stop in the street with a miracle, but come to the house to check me out.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
You don't know what we had to crawl through to get here.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad. I want to repeat myself, devil. I'm glad Jesus didn't stop in the street without one miracle. I'm glad he decided to come find me in the house.
Amen. Amen.
Because Jesus understands that none of us can be alive until all of you comes back from the dead.
All right.
I came to word this morning to inform you. God told me to tell you. He's going to bring us all back from the dead.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I don't know who I'm preaching to,
Thank you, Lord.
I preach to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
But it is God's will that every need be supplied.
Amen.
Every hurt, every heartbreak, every pain, every dark and dangerous situation, you'll be delivered from.
All right.
God told me to tell you, Jerusalem, this is the year of restoration.
Yes.
He told me to remind you, I'm going to give you back the years that the locust and the kangaroo stole from you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
It was me. I just feel like running.
Thank you, Lord.
Just so the devil can see me praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We ought to be letting the devil know what he meant for evil, God turned that thing around for our good.
Amen.
For every night I could not sleep, for every day I could not find a job,
for every day
I endured pain of a sickness, God will not rest until every inch of us comes back to life.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You are not about to die.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
It may feel like you're about to die. Jesus went to the house because he cared about the little girl.
Yes.
The Bible says they brought Jesus in. Watch me now, y'all.
Wow.
Could you imagine the scene? The weeping and the wailing.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said they were wailing for her. The sadness that was in the room, the stench of death that must have been in the air, rigor mortis that had settled in her body. The rituals of death were complete. If it ever was a time for weeping, it was right then.
Yes.
She was gone. Whenever we encounter death, watch this now. Whenever we encounter death of innocence, it is time for weeping.
Yes.
In the midst of all death, in the room, in the midst, in the front of death, Jesus walks in the midst, in front of death, he says, weep not.
Come on now. Yes, he did.
In front of death.
Yes.
Do y'all know the time I preach from this scripture?
Uh-huh.
Plenty times.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of different structures, plenty of different topics, Brother Hudson. Uh-huh. But God set me up and handed it from this today.
Okay.
Check this out. This God's word is a living word.
Yes, it is.
Every time you read it, he give you another nugget from that thing. And the closer you walk with him, the more stuff as you go through, the more he lets you know about him. He walks in the room, everybody upset. How strange it is in the presence of death, of enemies, innocence, he tells them, weep not. One is almost offended by what Jesus said. Mm. Check this out. My child is dead, future gone, my life turned upside down. The one I thought would always be here for me is dead. You got the nerve to walk here, Jesus, and look at me and tell me to weep not.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
What a God we serve.
Amen.
Wait a minute, Jesus. Let me call you out. You know how we get when we upset with God? Mm. Wait a minute, Jesus. Did you not weep when you went and stood in front of the grave of Lazarus? Mm. Did you not weep, Jesus? If you can weep, why can't I? It is strange when the master tells those who are suffering from the pains of death not to weep. Almost seems cruel. As I allowed my spirit to rest in the text this time,
all right, help us now.
I looked at the original language, Norris, of the passage.
All right.
I looked at the Greek for the word weep.
Yes, come on, Pastor.
Or the verb to weep in this passage. Watch, church. The word to weep in the Greek is kalo.
Okay.
Kalo. Now, watch this now. The word kalo does not simply mean to cry. But rather it means to respond to death.
All right, all right.
I'm not done yet.
Yes, sir.
It means to respond to death. Kalo means to grieve profoundly in the presence of death.
Yes, yes.
When I realized Jesus was telling them not to kalo, I understand what Jesus was trying to say. What was he saying?
Hey,
don't respond to death.
Yes, yes.
What'd you say?
Thank you, Lord.
See,
thank you. Jesus.
It's not that the master has a problem with you crying.
Right.
Cry all you want. To whenever you want to. What Jesus doesn't understand is, why would you respond to death?
Yes.
When he has already told you that the situation is still alive.
What'd
you
say?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God's great journey is not over yet.
Yes.
Watch people who want to come into your life,
yes,
and want to bury you, mm-hmm, before you have your last breath.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
I may look like I'm finished.
Uh-huh.
I may sound like I'm finished. I may think like I'm finished. I might even talk like I'm finished, but I still got some life in me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Right.
According to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
One writer says this: if you are still trying, it cannot be said that you have failed.
Mm.
If you are still working, still growing, still breathing, it cannot be said you have failed. You have some people with the audacity to speak over your life and say you will never come out of it. You will never amount to anything. Hello, I'm still kicking and still breathing here.
Hello.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
God has been too good to you for you to give up now.
Yes.
You shall not die. God brought me out of that, so I know he will bring me out of this.
Amen.
Jesus.
You're not giving up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get up and live.
Come on.
Let the devil know we did not come here today to bury nobody.
Amen.
Thank
God.
Thank
you, God.
Now we quickly move into the heart of the matter.
All right.
Walk with Pastor. Jesus says to them, she is not dead, she is sleeping.
Thank you, Lord.
Luke says, upon hearing it, they began to laugh at him.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Watch this, how this text used to mess me up. Watch me, y'all. Luke said, after hearing him, they began to laugh at him.
Uh-huh.
Notice, church, it was not the crowd,
mm-hmm,
that laughed.
All right.
Well.
I thought, I used to think it was the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Well. I'm going to pay attention to
come
the text.
Now, come on now, say it.
Because he only took Peter, James, and John in the room with him. And the parents.
Yeah.
That's all that was in the room. The crowd was gone.
Yeah.
It was the people that was close to him,
uh-huh,
that laughed at him.
Come on now.
Walk
it. Yeah.
Wow.
Walk,
yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It is a melancholy truth that everybody next to you may not be with you.
Come,
amen,
on now. Amen. Yes.
Everybody in your boat may not be heading in the same direction. Everybody you're sleeping with, you may not be, they may not be believing in your future.
Yes, yes, yes.
Be careful who you sleep with.
Lord,
because you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up and flee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Say it, Pastor.
The Bible said they knew that she was dead.
Uh-huh.
They laughed at Jesus based on the presupposition,
uh-huh,
on what they felt they knew.
Yeah.
Wow. Watch this now. Isn't it funny how God will bring you back to what you know,
uh-huh,
to show you what you did not understand?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Jesus looks at death and presupposes it as sleep.
Mm.
The disciples were looking at it as death, sleep as death.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said death ain't nothing but sleep.
Yeah.
Now watch me now. The psychology of the passage in their minds, death has spoken.
Uh-huh.
In their mind, death had rendered its last verdict.
Right.
Yes, yes.
So they laughed at Jesus.
Come on now.
Because their experience is, when death says something, there was nothing nobody else had to say about it. If you would indulge me and allow me to use my sanctified imagination.
All right.
The sound of the laughter was not one of approval or like a comedian gave a joke,
uh-huh,
or uncertainty, but it was laughter of intimidation.
Uh-huh.
That's what it came across to Jesus. Not laughter, I'm with you. No, intimidating laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, death had always won. Mm.
That's right.
That's why.
Uh-huh.
Death always won.
Mm.
When it struck its paralyzing effect on something that we love.
Mm-hmm.
The minds of the people in the room, watch this now, when death shows up, the minds of everyone that's dealing with death shrinks to the size of the dying situation.
Right.
Mm.
You can't think out of the box when death steps in your door.
What you
yes,
say?
Yes.
That's why you will find in any funeral I preach, it's hard for me to preach. You won't see me preach past 15 minutes because you ain't hearing me. I'm a servant. God got me to stand. I'm moving out of the way. I know God got your attention now, but while you're in the middle of the grief, it's got control of your brain.
Yeah.
It has shrunk you to the situation. You can't see your way out right now. Actually, while you're going through the grieving process, at that moment, at the homegoing, you're in a daze. Been there, I've done that.
Jesus.
A miracle? Suggest a miracle to you then? Tell you that weeping ain't going to do it for a night, junk in the mouth. You, all you know is that you will never stop crying.
Yes, yes.
Your brain shrinks to the size of your dying situation. Help me, Lord. They have never seen death lose to anybody. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, death is the last thing. Paul understands that it is the intimidation of death that believers lose their courage because we brush up against the limits of human existence. Paul said, you talk bad. You're a bad soldier until death starts striking at your door.
Yes.
Paul said, death will calm you down. Death will snatch your faith away from you. Death will make you question if God's still alive and why he did what he did. Even though he had nothing to do with it anyway. So death, they laughed at Jesus. Death had reduced faith down to laughter. Death had insulted imagination until it could not do nothing but laugh at the possibility of a future.
All right.
Jesus said, she only sleep. They couldn't just laugh. They just saw Jesus heal a woman with an issue of blood. They saw Jesus walk into a grave, speaking to the grave and call Lazarus back from the dead.
Yes.
Why they tripping? They allowed the grief of innocence because it was a child now.
Right.
You see the seriousness of it? And they see the child and they let that overcome them. And now Jesus is speaking the same as he was speaking to a grown person. He don't care the size or the age or the situation. He's just God. He's the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. I don't care what I come into. You can be in the grave 4 days or just past 2 hours. I'm still the resurrection and the life.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Laughter was the sound of fearfulness. I told you no more fear here. Laughter was the sound of fretfulness, faithlessness, close mindlessness. The laughter of people who believe nothing can come after this. The people who are laughing are you now are not laughing at you because you are wrong. People ain't laughing at you now because you are wrong about nothing, church. They're laughing at you because they are so afraid themselves to step out and they don't know what to do.
All
right.
And God has made you brave enough to do something about whatever Amen. You're going through.
Amen.
Let me help y'all here. Let me get me like I'm real smart.
All right.
Mahatma Gandhi says, first they ignore you, talking about people.
Right.
Come here, Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi says, first they ignore you,
right.
Then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
All right. Amen. That's right.
Y'all, I say it again, y'all get out of here. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Yes, yes, yes.
Matter of fact, if you're 30 years old and nobody laughing at you, you're not doing nothing with your life. By that time, so you ought to experience some laughter or somebody laughing at what you're trying to do.
Yes.
And if you're not, you ain't doing that.
All right.
At least not to intimidate them. God will put you in some situations just to see how much you are willing to be laughed at and talked about.
Amen.
You will never be great in the kingdom of God until you're willing to have people to laugh at your dreams, walk out on you, talk about you and your family, and laugh at you.
Yes.
Can Can I preach like God gave me to
say it, Pastor? Yes. Say it, Pastor.
If you keep needing people to clap for you,
say it. Okay.
For you to be successful.
Now.
You never gonna amount to what God called you to do.
That's it.
If you need somebody to clap for everything you do, what you end up doing, I've said this before, you start ending up within the margins of their clap.
Yes, my Lord.
You living your life in between their hands. So if they don't clap for you, you don't amount to nothing.
Lord have mercy.
You need to free yourself from the clap.
Yeah.
What you need to tell the devil is, guess what? I'm too big for your clap.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm too big to live inside the clap north.
Yes, sir.
I used to think I need people to be approve of me. But once I got free from people, I can care less, think less, or want less from people. Because I know they don't have a heaven or hell to put me in.
That's right.
Oh, y'all ain't getting this. Let me get up out of here since y'all looked at me like I'm crazy. It's getting good to me, though. Because check Jesus out.
That's right.
Let's bring this thing to a summation. Mm-hmm. Hello, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus says, she is not dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's only sleeping.
Yes.
Jesus in the midst, and Jesus in the room of death. Disciples gone. The parents still there. Disciples gone. Jesus says, damsel, he grabs her hand. Who you think in that right mind can grab death by the hand?
All right.
Only Jesus. Can grab death by the hand.
Wow.
And then speak to death.
Yes.
Hello.
It says, the text says here, the text, watch this now. This is going to mess you up. The text says, he says to her, and he put them all out and said, and calling them, and he took her by the hand and called and said, maid, arise. Now, he didn't just say, first he took death by the hand.
Uh-huh.
Now, when he walked in the room, as I checked out the meaning of this word in the Greek, Norris, watch this out, D. The word arise is just not get up. In the Greek, that word is translated insert. No, assert. Assert. The word arise means assert. So when Jesus took death by the hand, and then he said arise, Jesus said death, and he asserted himself into death's presence.
Yay!
He didn't ask their permission.
Yeah.
He didn't call a committee meeting.
Right.
He walked in the room.
Yeah.
He said, I don't need your permission
Lord.
To take back what's mine.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
He said, I don't need your permission to do nothing.
Wow.
He said, because I move by the power of my word.
Yes.
He takes her by the hand and said, Talitha Kumai, damsel arise. He said, you know what he's saying? Death, turn her loose.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Only Jesus.
In the Greek, that word arise in the Greek means kore. Kore. You remember the word? The word is kore. It means to assert your authority.
Uh-huh.
It means to step in the middle of something and take over. That's what it means.
Like
that's
it.
What he was doing. Don't you like that?
Yes,
that means that anything I'm going through this time, God will step in. He will ask permission for it.
Yeah.
He don't care how many demons got there. He just will step in.
Yeah.
He will step in that thing.
Yeah.
There ain't no more fear when Jesus show up. When Jesus show up, stop getting moved. But what you got to realize, James, watch me now, that he's also man.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't feeling me up in here. Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care what I gotta go through. Yeah. God said, I'm in control of that.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, you shall live.
Yeah.
He said, I don't care what bills you got.
Yeah.
I don't care what sickness you got. You shall live.
Yeah.